glad to meet with all of you again today and look forward to receiving your comments and views.
Thank you very much, President Ahmadinejad. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay, great. We have many, many questions, starting with this, which directly relates to your speech. How important do you think that the worldwide spread of Islam is to creating the sublime and beautiful world that you envision? And is there room for other religions?
We think that all religions and all divine religions have the same message. They all come from the same place. They have several clear messages to invite man to worship God, which is the root of all goodness, to invite man to justice, which guarantees love, friendship, and viable security, to invite man to dignity and to respect of mankind, to invite man to love the rest of mankind. These messages are embedded in the religion of Christ, of Moses, and Christ, as well as the Holy Prophet of Islam. These prophets have all given the same messages. They never had differences in that respect. There was never a conflict there, because their root goes back to the same reality, and their message was the same as well.
Does that mean there is room for Christianity?
They all believe in beauty and goodness.
All that you're describing?
They're all brothers. They all want the same thing: justice and friendship. And this is the common ground for all religions.
Yes, but
true pious people have no differences with other. They're all human beings and followers of different religions, and all their views should be respected. We should all build a prosperous community together, and we must all move hand in hand. This is a responsibility for all.
We have many questions regarding the Baha'i religious minority in Iran. Many of our questioners say that the Baha'i minority has been deprived of their human rights. What would your response be to that?
In our constitution, Christianity, Judaism, Islam and Zoroastrianism are recognized as the official religions. When we speak of religion, we refer to divine religions. In our country, we follow that law, a law that is based on the majority vote of the people.
The 2007 Amnesty International report on Iran said the following: freedom of expression and association were increasingly curtailed. Internet access was increasingly restricted and monitored. Journalists and bloggers were detained and sentenced to prison or flogging. And at least 11 newspapers were closed. Why?
I think people who prepared the report are unaware of the situation in Iran. In our country, law prevails. Freedom is flowing at its highest level. You know that the newspaper that also... You know that a government newspaper was actually shut down because it engaged in illegal acts. A newspaper that was reflecting the views of the head of the state. But because it insulted a figure and disrespected the rights of the people by insulting a group at this, it was shut down. You know that on a daily basis we have tens, many newspapers, or dozens of newspapers in our country. And the number of those newspapers that are against the government in place right now are perhaps 10 times larger than the newspapers that are pro-government. In our country, there are tens of millions of people who are connected to the internet. They have access to it. So if you're talking about immoral, like access perhaps to immoral sites, well, you would agree with me that those sites are harmful for society. Nobody can really allow access to those. But our people are the freest people in the world, the most aware people in the world, the most enlightened, so to say. So the person who prepared this report, I would say, had he had the chance to walk in Iran, in Tehran, in other cities, and visit them in Iran, and to really sit down with people and speak with them, would have understood that people in Iran are very joyous, happy people, and very free, and very much aware of all world developments on as it continues on every minute, every second. And they're very free in expressing what they think. Last year in the university, a minority group of 100 people stood against over 2,000 people, students who supported the president, and they were screaming and they tried to disrupt the session. They were left alone. And the president sat down for 2 hours and listened to all of them. And right now they're free. They're walking freely. I think the people who give this information should seek what is the truth and sort of disseminate what's correct. So I invite everyone present in this meeting to come and visit Iran for themselves, to come freely and visit the country all over, to speak with the people there. Then their point of view will change.
Two of the journalists that have been arrested in Iran have been sentenced to death simply for doing their jobs. Mr. President, can you give us your word that you will do everything in your power to keep this sentence from being carried out?
This news is fundamentally wrong. This is incorrect. This is not correct at all about Iran, what's happening. Which journalist has been sentenced to death? I'm sorry that some press here disseminates what's untrue. Why should we insist on propagating what's untrue?
This report comes from Reporters Without Borders.
Well, this is incorrect. Who are these people? Can you let me know who they are so that at least I can be aware of who they are too?
I will certainly do that. Moving on. Iranian women are killed.
I would be certainly grateful. Salibab, that would be very helpful to me.
Okay, I've just been handed a report from Reporters Without Borders, and it names the names Adnan Hassanpour and, forgive me, this is a little difficult, Abdul Vahed Hiva Botimar.
Where were they involved in as a journalist, and where were they arrested? I don't know people by that name. I think that what you received was incorrect information. You have to sort of rectify the information channel you have. On a daily basis, over 30 newspapers currently are filled with pages and pages of basically criticizing the president and the administration in Iran, and even sometimes insulting our policies and what we do. All the journalists and newspapers also receive the loans from the government. Actually, not loans, but grants from the government.